The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Hi, this is Kathy Briner with Community Issues and Missions, and today I have Jenny Jones here with New Digs Ministry. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. Well, Jenny's going to tell us about her ministry. She has quite a ministry. It's located in Mission Central in Mechanicsburg, but it's its own ministry. Jenny, how did New Digs start and when?
Wow. It started in 2007, and well, before that, it was in my house, but New Digs was officially opened January of 2007 at Mission Central, and mainly because Kathy Briner invited me to come in and talk to them and ask them if they had space for me. So I started with 10 pallets on the floor.
That's great. And it's located where?
At Mission Central, and we have to give them a lot of credit because they have donated my space, and I have multiplied and multiplied and multiplied space over the years.
That's great. Well, I'm sure it's makes them filled with gratitude too, seeing your ministry grow.
Yes, I'm sure it does.
How has it grown?
Well, when we started in 2007, it was just me. And for 2 years, it was just me. But even then, it grew and grew and grew. From the 10 pallets, I went to 30 and 40 pallets. And then I decided we're going to have to do something a little more with this mission. It can't just be a one-woman job. So I asked people from my church and my friends if they would be board members. And we started a board. We got our 501c3, and we became incorporated. At that point, I had about four or five volunteers starting with me and helping me with this ministry. And it has gone from there to being on racks, clear up in the three high. I've learned to drive a forklift and put the stuff up there on the top. You can teach old dogs new tricks. And we have now, I would say, pretty close to, not quite, but pretty close to a quarter of the warehouse. We have just grown and grown and grown.
That's great. And for people that don't realize just how big this warehouse is, do you know how many square feet it is?
No, I don't.
I think it's over 4,000 square
feet.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. It's a pretty big warehouse.
Yes. It was a Heinz warehouse at one time. Who do you help, and how do they get appointments with you?
Okay, our clients come from agencies. We have to have an agency refer them so that we know that there is a need. I know when I first started, I supplied many yard sales, so we don't want to see that happening now. We want to actually reach people that need us. They get appointments by going through the agency. The agency has to refer them, and then they fill out what we call our referral and liability waiver. At that point, the client can call us, and we will give them an appointment.
And, I mean, people may think, well, am I eligible? Am I not eligible? I know you've helped a lot of people that maybe have house fires or other things. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. When I started this, I started it mainly for the mental health system because that's where my background is, in children's mental health. And I knew there was a need. My daughter is autistic and had moved into a supported living apartment where everything was furnished and she was supported. I knew from then she would move into her own apartment. However, she failed that, and that didn't work for another 10 years. But people moving out on their own like that, they're living on $600-$700 a month. And when you pay your rent and your food, you have nothing left for furniture and household items. So that's pretty much what I wanted to do, was to fill their apartments.
What items do you provide?
We have pretty much everything to fill a small apartment or a house. We have couches and end tables and chairs, tables and chairs for your dining room. We have beds and dressers, and just, you know, pretty much the whole household. We have kitchen items, and we have linens.
How many families did you provide for in 2018?
We provided for 536 families. However, I must also bring up that we also had 285 families not show up for their appointments, and that's a major issue with us. Our appointments right now, if you were to call, your appointment would be in March. And that's because all those appointments are filled. But we do have the problem of people not showing up and not letting us know that they're not going to be there so we can fill it with somebody else.
That must be very disappointing.
It is. It just bothers all of us, and we just don't know how to stop it.
Yes, I'm sure. Can you tell me about your volunteers?
Yes, all of our volunteers, everyone at New Digs Ministry is a volunteer, including myself. And therefore, of course, we're not paid. Volunteer hours for 2018 total was 9,322. So that's quite a bit of time that we are putting into New Digs.
So let me understand this correctly. There is no one in your organization that is getting paid to be there.
No, we are all there because we are the hands and feet of God, and this is our mission.
That is wonderful. Everything's donated. What items are you in most need of?
Okay, in the furniture department, we need mattresses and box springs. We need dressers. That's our gold items, we call them, because there are times when we don't have any of those. Kitchen tables and chairs, and of course couches and everything else that you see in a house. In the housewares, pots and pans. We cannot keep enough pots and pans and small electronic items like mixers and crock pots, that kind of stuff. That's badly needed. We do have a problem too sometimes with our linens. Most of the time we're okay, but we do need sheets and towels, pillowcases, that kind of stuff for the linen area.
Now sheets, you're talking about sheets. People are going to ask you this question. What sizes do you need?
Basically, we give away twin, full, and queen. Every once in a while, somebody will slip a king in on us, but we really don't like to have the kings because they are so big and so hard to handle.
Okay, I understand that, and it would be hard to fit a king. Most of these people probably have apartments.
That's correct. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. How can people donate items?
Well, Mission Central will accept items for us anytime they are open. We are there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 till noon, and they can be donated right there at the warehouse on 5 Pleasant View Drive, Mechanicsburg. Or if it's a larger order, we can pick it up. And in that case, you need to call our number, 717-620-9735, and leave a message, and we'll get back to you about when we can pick it up. However, all our people are volunteers, and it's very hard to get people to go out and pick furniture up, so it won't be a instant today type thing.
I'm sure. How can people volunteer, and what positions are available?
We would love to have more people come in and volunteer. And we have people in the linen area sorting linens and putting them together in a bag so that everything for one bed is in the bag. And we have people in the housewares that are putting out the dishes and the glasses and all that for everybody to take and helping our clients through that. We have what we call a client coordinator who takes the clients through the wood area, the furniture area, and shows them what we have and marks things for them. And we also have, we have need for people that can work a pallet jack and a pallet and move furniture around, or drive a forklift and put furniture up. We also need people that are willing to work in the evenings or even through the day and go out and pick things up.
Now, you also need funds, don't you, to get the things that people don't donate?
Yes, we never turn down funds, that's for sure, because that's the only source of our income. We don't do any projects or anything to bring money in.
So you would need people that maybe would go to churches and speak? Is that
Yes, definitely. That's possible. Yeah, we do. And we do that. We do have people that will do that, of course.
So you're available to go to churches
yes.
and speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And do you have any churches that support you?
Oh, yes. My own personal church, Trinity United mm-hmm. Methodist Church in New Kingston, supports us quite a bit.
Okay. But that would be
that's the
something,
only one that, you know, that does it continually.
Sure. Now, I think I've heard this, that sometimes businesses donate things to you.
Yes. There are quite a few, well, 5 or 6 hotels in the area that about every 5 years they trade over their beds and that kind of stuff, and they will call us and we would take as much as we can handle.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you said you drive a forklift. Is there any other of your volunteers that do those types of things?
Yes, we have 2 other volunteers that drive the forklift.
And they had to be trained,
They are trained right there in the warehouse, yes.
That's terrific. How about working the pallet jacks and things like that? Do you show people how to do that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We always are willing to show anybody how to work a pallet jack and move furniture.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Jenny, could you tell us a little bit about, you were talking about your daughter and how you got into this ministry. I know it's quite a touching story. I mean, you found a job through that and everything, didn't you?
Yes.
And then you founded this ministry through this. So God really points you in ways that you don't expect. And I think
Amen.
It's amazing.
Yes. Well, my daughter was born with a problem, and we went through quite a few years of trying to find help. Eventually, she was placed out of my home when she was 9 because she was so violent, and I could no longer restrain her. So she's been in placement the rest of her life, from the time she was 9 on. We did, when she was in her early 20s and at the Harrisburg State Hospital, we got a miracle in that they found out why she was so violent, and it was a type of a seizure that acted out as violence, and so she's on medication for that, and that helped tremendously. She's worked her way through the system, and 7 years ago, she actually moved into her own apartment, and New Digs funded it and filled it for her, but my whole life has changed because of her. Used to be quiet and shy, but that's no longer available. I worked as a parent advocate for the Pennsylvania CASP Training Institute for 7 years, where I was all over the state helping them form parent groups and spoke at many, many conferences throughout the United States. That helped to solidify what I needed to do. However, this is my passion.
It's amazing the paths that God leads you down and where they'll go. Look at all of the good that has come from a personal tragedy for you.
Yes.
And we are so grateful to hear this. I'm sure it's encouragement for everyone. People that are listening may need the type of help you're able to give, and there may be people that are interested in volunteering for you for New Digs. Jenny, one last time, will you tell us your website address where they can get all the information they need?
newdigsministry.org.
That's great, Jenny. And the phone number and everything is on the website,
correct?
That's correct, yes. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Jenny.
Thank you for having me.
This is Kathy Briner saying bye.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.